Perfect timing as the song ends. Hopefully some more people will filter in as we go along, but I think we can go ahead and get started. Everyone, welcome to Informal Spaces. This happens every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can follow us on Twitter for the recap and some reminders. And, you know, if you can't make it and you're listening to the recording, welcome as well. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter. We have emails going out every time we post something on the blog. And then, of course, join the forum for discussion on props. Just a little bit of housekeeping before we get started. Just so everyone knows, nothing spoken about in this Twitter Spaces is a investment advice. It's just an update on what we're working on and things that we're doing in the space. And you can read the Informal Systems blog for more information on any of our business units, as well as check out our YouTube for informal conversations and our community dev calls. I think we can go ahead and get started. We have a few folks from the Informal team, as well as Kais joining us from Noise Project. If you could start introducing yourselves, Tasneem, would you like to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Tasneem, the audits program lead at Informal Systems.
Awesome. Thank you. Kais, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Kais Katarina, because it's my League of Legends hero, co-founder of Noise Network for Randomness, and joined Informal Systems for the a team for the Hackwasm.
Awesome. Happy to have you here. Lauren, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Lauren. I am an engineer on the Comet team at Informal Systems.
Awesome. Welcome, welcome. Thomas, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name is Thomas. I'm a research engineer in the verification tools team at Informal System. And in this team, we are building both the Apalache model checker and the Quinn specification language.
Awesome. Glad to have everyone on board. First of all, I want to say congratulations on the second place win at AwesomeWasm, the hackathon Hackwasm. Super excited to hear more about what y'all built. I guess that's a great first question. What was this project? What was this thing that got awarded second place?
Yeah, we're pretty happy that we participated, first of all, in the hackathon and that we won the second prize for the Neutron challenge. So there were many challenges in the Hackwasm, and we chose to participate in the Neutron challenge. We participated with the QuintWasm project, which is an automatic code generation tool for CosmWasm contracts that uses formal methods. And we showcased the use of the tool with a cross-chain game that we have deployed on Neutron. So we have modeled, simulated the contract, the lottery contract in Quint, and we have developed the contract in CosmWasm that we have instantiated and deployed on Neutron using Noise Network's randomness generation. So this is the picture.
And also, we'd like to add that part of the contract also is made by auto generation. Yeah, at least the state of the contract was made out of from Quint to smart contract, which is, I think, pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, we built a very, very proof of concept parser to demonstrate the idea that we could, take a Quint model and start to generate different parts of the contract.
Awesome. I know we talked, you mentioned that like the generator from Noise Project. Guys, could you explain a little bit for folks in the audience who might not know what that is?
Yeah. So pretty much the problem comes from the fact that on a blockchain, you have multiple nodes, and then these nodes, they're going to run smart contracts on top of them. And then if you just start generating regular Web2 or whatever programming language randomness, you're going to end up having every node executing the transaction, getting some unique random number for themselves. And that would cause state of the chain to be to fall on consensus, so every chain would have a different result. Noise solves this issue by providing some unpredictable randomness over IBC. Noise is a layer one blockchain. It is built on Cosmos SDK. But what it does is simply fetch some randomness beacon from a network, an outside network, which is not a blockchain. It's a consortium of institutions and universities. They all gather, they do some technical stuff, in short, BLS signature. They sign some key message, and then that message gets verified on-chain, on Noise chain. Once it is verified, we distribute it across IBC to the interchain. Pretty much, we can serve every chain that is IBC enabled, and also has Cosmos. And Neutron falls into this category of blockchains. So pretty much, what we have done within this lottery game is pretty much when we start a round, we fetch some randomness from Noise. Then once the game ends, we kind of unreveal this randomness, which will choose a winner. So this is pretty much the Noise part of the project.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, if I may add, perhaps we didn't explain the lottery. I think everybody knows what the lottery is, but in our case, we tried to make it really simple in order to have time to make the development. So in the lottery game, a manager is able to deploy a lottery game. He defines the amount of token participants have to transfer in order to participate to the lottery, and an expiration date to say how long the lottery will be on. Then when it's launched and instantiated, users can transfer the tokens in order to participate, and when the deadline is triggered for the end of the lottery, we pick randomly a winner, and we transfer a percentage of the treasury to this user, and the other percentage to a community pool in order to fund public goods.
So to the Neutron community pool, right?
Yes, exactly. So this is the idea. So while modeling in Quint, we have we can generate randomness in the contract, and so we needed to develop this randomness in the contracts, and we are happy that we have encountered Kais during the conferences, and we have seen that it will be nice to work together into implementing the idea and bringing the randomness part in the Neutron deployment of the contract.
Is this something that is specific to Neutron, or can this be used across different chains and apps?
The smart contract part, it could be used anywhere where there is WASM and IBC. We have had some issues because, well, we didn't know at the beginning, because Neutron is ICS enabled, so which means some modules were not available. Like, well, for example, on other chains in general, like Juno or whatever, you have like a community pool, but on Neutron, you have that as a contract. So because we didn't know that, but then we just asked people from Neutron, then we adapted it. But mainly, you can deploy this to any chain that has Cosmos and IBC.
Awesome. That's so cool. I know we're talking about this specific example as like kind of like a game, a lottery, but like what would be like the use case for this for like a business purpose, I guess?
I think the idea
Lauren,
is...
Lauren, go ahead.
Yeah, Lauren, if you want, you can go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Kais, were you saying something?
Oh, yeah, because we discussed the business thing about this.
But, yeah. I mean, I think in terms of, you know, if you think a little bit about ways to fund public goods, but then also to offer lotteries as a service, right? So the protocol or the contract manager is not hosting any of these lotteries themselves, but does keep a portion of the fees. You know, you could conceivably launch this and for... you have like special configurations, so you can opt to potentially fund public goods as part of your lottery, but you could also change the recipients for that or for the payout. But yeah, ideally, you could launch this contract and generate revenue just in the form of being able to facilitate these lotteries.
Awesome. Cool. Kais, did you have something to add?
Yeah, so I think one idea is like, because most like projects, lottery projects in the past, they just like you have a team makes the contract, launches the lottery, and then tries to make also the marketing and everything. And I think one way to go here this direction is to pretty much make this contract, and the target is not like you don't like the team that makes this contract does not start the lottery, does not own the lotteries. We would just provide a way for people with UI capability, but also marketing capability to start themselves the lottery. So in a very easy way, they interact directly with the front end that they make. They start a lottery. All the safety part and the randomness and the selection of the winners is handled by the smart contract. We can even offer them an admin dashboard where they choose and select the lottery, like the parameters that they want, how much the price ticket and all. And then once they launch it, you get to keep a small portion in the community pool, or you can even make some portion to the smart contract itself. And that offers a way where you just offer, as Laurel said, you offer a way, like a platform for lotteries instead of just lottery itself. And then you don't have to market this to end users, but instead to just like developers, UIs, or people who just like don't necessarily need to understand blockchain, but just like to build and make lotteries available for other people.
Yeah, it sounds like it's an awesome tool. I especially like the part where it's like, I think the question around like funding public goods is huge, right? Where it's like, how do we do this? Like, it's open source, things like that. So I think this is like a pretty, I don't know, in my opinion, groundbreaking proof of concept that we were successfully able to kind of like test out. So like, just kind of bring it back to a more holistic thing. Was this anyone's like first hackathon? Like, what was the experience like? How was it working with each other? You know, Kais, you don't work for Informal, but like we all like kind of banded together. How was that experience?
Well, for me, it was the first hackathon after like 15 years or something. So my last hackathon was like 15 years ago. It was really cool because you get to know people, like literally, like I knew Tasneem literally 1 or 2 days before the hackathon, and then we joined on the thing. I was not even planning on doing it, but then when I was there, I was like so happy, like I could join, and it's fun because you get to do so like so much in so little time, and then also you get to see people that are really good. Like literally, we were thinking it was not going to be possible at the beginning to do the auto generation from Quint to to Cosmoasm, but then Laurel like spent, I don't know, like a few hours, and we were like, oh, I have a working version. So it was pretty cool. Like, we didn't know it was gonna be possible, and then at the end it came to something cool, at least as a proof of concept. So I'm really happy.
Yeah, Lauren, do you want to tell us a little bit? We'll get into like what is happening in actuality and reality, but do you want to walk us through a little bit of like how we used Quint in this situation?
Sure. Maybe I also leverage Tessine, and I don't know if Igor also potentially wants to jump in with respect to like what Quint enables us to do. But the overall process for developing, you know, the three, you know, I guess components of the application or the submission was we started by speccing out the game in Quint. So we sat and wrote down like, you know, like all of the logic, what we expected to be able to do, any invariants, et cetera. And then this helped us iterate the game design or iterate on the game design, because we identified like you know, certain parts of our logic that were flawed. And then once we had the model and we were fairly confident that everything worked, we went ahead and started to develop the contract. And so informed obviously by the model. Then afterwards we were able, once we had like kind of a working, game within the contract, or with the contract, sat down and we were just like, all right, how do we actually generate, a contract from this? Also not a Rust developer. So this is like my, I would say probably like count on a single hand how many days I've developed in Rust. Luckily syntactically they're not like so dissimilar. So realizing that like there wasn't any ability to actually do automatic contract generation, we figured like we just needed an MVP that would demonstrate the concept or the idea. So we identified that it would be easiest to generate the state for the contract. So went ahead and just like built a very crude parser to be able to go through the model definition in Quint and then generate the state definition for a Cosmosm contract. So that was like the lowest hanging fruit. So we figured if we could just like time box it and try to get something working, then that would be sufficient.
Awesome. Yeah, maybe I
was gonna say, yeah, Thomas, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to chime in a bit on kind of like the Quint side of things, because I think this is actually like it's a very nice use case to demonstrate how Quint is used, right? So because it's a specification language, but it also in contrast to many other specification languages, what it allows you to do is to kind of start sketching your protocol, and that does not have to be a game or even a smart contract. Could also be some kind of protocol, could be some IBC application. But what it allows you to do is like to take your idea and write a very high level description of your idea, but you write it in code, and it's actually, you can execute it, you can play around with it. So it, the affordance that it gives is kind of, you can play around with it, you can get some insight into how it's working, you can start immediately to find issues in your design. And it's kind of like so I would compare it to a blueprint, right? Like if you're constructing a house, if you are an architect, they also sit down and start sketching out the blueprint of what they actually want to build. And that's kind of what Quint gives you in the coding and in the blockchain space.
Awesome. Yeah. And Kais, I saw you like unmute yourself for a second. Is there something that you wanted to add?
I just wanted to say to clarify that By generating the state, it's actually like the state.rs file that got generated. So instead of building that with, like, instead of programming it, you get that out of the box. So you pretty much, so that's one part. If we want to have a fully working contract from Quinn, then we would still need to do the messages, errors, and the contract logic, just to give some scope of what has been done. So that the state.rs file was auto-generated.
Cool. Yes, definitely. So I think to resume, we wanted to emphasize on the fact that designing and building software systems is important by having correctness as a primary goal from the start. So from the start, using Quint, you have to think about your properties, what are the guarantees that you want to hold. Like for the lottery, the properties are all the deposits should be positive amounts. The administrator is not allowed to be a winner to prevent that an administrator puts himself as a winner for every game he's creating, for example. There could be also some other properties, like making sure that we are able to move the money. It's a deadlock problem. I have heard a lot of people that have money locked somewhere and they are not able to take it back. So these kind of properties, people have to think about it from the beginning as they are building their systems. So with that, we are able to simulate in the future, check these invariants correctly. And when everything is correct, is checked, we are able to generate a code that is correct concerning the properties that we checked. It's not magic, of course. It's not like it's correct, everything is correct, but it's correct towards the properties that you have thought about, that you have verified in the model from the beginning. So this is the dream, I would say. This is the target. I'm really happy that during the hackathon, people were excited about the idea. They encouraged us. And we are very motivated now to continue working on the work. It's, as in all hackathons, it's the beginning, the birth of the idea. So for sure, there will be technical challenges. But nothing is impossible if we are motivated and we believe in it. And I'm happy also that a lot of people are willing to contribute with us. So it's a start of a new adventure, and hopefully we will be able to address all the technical challenges in order to provide this service to the Cosmos community.
Do we get a free informal systems audit for this? Or
actually, it's a good question. I think we will be very happy when projects are using these tools that would fasten the audit process for us, because the team has already designed their system in most correct way. They have thought about properties and guarantees. A lot of people don't think about them. They think about the features, but they don't really describe the guarantees and the properties or the assumptions behind the system. So using this tool will definitely reduce the cost of the audit.
So instead of shipping to the community pool, we can just ship to the percentage to informal systems address, and then we get the audit. Right?
Yeah, that I would be happy about that too.
Yeah, I love that. That's so funny. I mean, I think that like this project and Quint in general, like really drives home like our mission, right? Of like transforming the industry or the pillars of technology and software and how we build it and maintain it and deploy it. So I'm really happy to see that there's a lot of interest in it. I want to take a brief pause to see if there's anyone in the audience who would like to speak or ask a question. But I think we're like kind of nearing the end of like the content that we have planned. Is there anything else that you all wanted to like mention or point out, or are there any like calls to action? Obviously, like Quint is available on GitHub, as is the repo for this specific project. Is there anything that you'd ask like the public to help in terms of like contributions, or if they're interested, like how would we reach out?
Yeah, sure. We are really happy. We have been already discussing with some projects that do tooling developments. If you would like to contribute with us, we are happy to contribute with any other project in making this work possible. So yeah, don't hesitate to reach out to any of us from the informal system teams. And of course, if you want to have a look at the capabilities of Quint today, everything is on GitHub, and perhaps Thomas can say some other words on it if you.
Yeah, for sure. So we're always happy to hear from people who are actually using Quint. It's kind of in a stable release now. We are still adding stuff to the language. So if people want to try it, if they want to see how it fits their project, and also want to give feedback on what they still want to see in the language or in the tooling, we are super happy to receive that feedback. As Tasneem said, Quint is online on the informal systems GitHub org. We also have like a public SULIP channel that people can join and interact more closely with the team. And yeah, happy to see some of the listeners here in one way or the other.
Awesome. And sorry, I'm like forgetting the name, but isn't there that thing that you can like run Quint in? It's like a Microsoft thing, I think.
You're talking about?
Yeah, we have. Go ahead.
I was going to say either the simulator or the VS Code plugin are both available, but Thomas, you could probably speak more to that.
Yeah. So there's like a bunch of tooling built into Quint. There's a REPL that you can use to just play around as you would with, for example, Python, right? To just start trying the tool. And then there's a simulator. We're also like finishing the integration with the Apalache Model Checker. If you really have like high security demands, and there's, I think the thing that Isabel pointed out is the VS Code plugin. So there's like a plugin for VS Code that you can find in the marketplace. It gives you syntax highlighting and type checking and all of the stuff that you would expect from an IDE plugin.
I have a question to Thomas.
Sure.
From a Cosmosm perspective, you would create obviously like unit tests to check the code, and maybe end-to-end testing as well with some multi-test on across contracts. But also from Quint, you would auto-generate, if I understand correctly, unit tests as well based on some random distribution, and that Quint would create multiple tests for you. How do you see both if we start auto generating, we go the path of auto generating customizing with Quint? Where do you see the people build unit tests? Would that collude? Would you rather create just on Quint, or a bit on Quint and a bit on customizing? Have you thought about this?
So I think the I can speak a bit about like what you can do today, which is, so one thing is you can actually write tests in Quint, which are kind of similar to what you would do with property-based testing in a traditional programming languages, right? And what that allows you to do is if you spec a smart contract in Quint, it would actually produce runs of your smart contract, so like multi-step interactions, like posting multiple messages to a Cosmos smart contract. And the other thing that you can do in Qwint is it allows to produce runs. So it gives you like a JSON output of those runs. And so what you can do is kind of a conformance testing. And you could do that in both directions. So you could do conformance testing in the way that you run your Qwint spec and it gives you a bunch of traces and you check on your Rust implementation, whether those runs are reproducible in the implementation, or you could also go the other way and produce runs in your implementation and try to replay them on the Qwint model just to see whether like those two are in sync and satisfy the same properties. And then for further interaction and implementation, that's definitely up for discussion for future development. And we are happy to get feedback on what people want to see there, actually.
Thanks. Makes sense.
Cool. I think this one was a shorty, but a sweetie. And I think it was super awesome to hear what you all have been building. And I'm excited to see where it goes in the future. And I just want to thank everyone for being here. Any closing thoughts? I know you asked that already, but...
Yeah, I really want to thank the team from Cosmosm for putting this event and for the encouragement. And also our partners from Neutron. We worked together on audits and they were really excited about the idea. And I also want to say that they always try to bring the best practices and tools for their users. And they really encouraged us a lot into collaborating together in order to bring those tools to their users. To help them deploy their apps on Neutron. So thank you again. And I'm happy really to collaborate with those two projects.
Awesome. Well, if no one else has anything else to say, I'm going to play the outro music. And thanks for being here, y'all.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth. Sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth. Sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of denolay stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the code and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the managers.
Schmidt to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We raping under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.